Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
The last two Sundays I delivered pre-Passover sermons. The first pre-Passover sermon was, how will you honor Jesus? And then the second pre-Passover sermon was, attitudes in the Jesus crowd. So on this Sunday, before we celebrate the Passion Week of our Christ, His death and His glorious resurrection, I want to suggest to you this morning that during all of the agony, pain and misery that our Lord and Savior Jesus went through. Through it all, Jesus prayed for us. And I want to make it personal. He prayed for me. I don't know about you, but I'm glad about that. Tell your neighbor, he prayed for me. Preceding the verses of our selected scriptural text for today, we find that Jesus stood in the hall of the high priest's palace, being mocked by the men who crowded about him. If you're a good Bible reader, you know that Jesus was struck in the face, cursed out, and reviled by men. But Jesus, our Christ, the Son of the living God, patiently submitted to all this abuse and uttered no words of rebuke. Jesus was placed before the council of the high priest, and men gave false witness against him. He was condemned as worthy of death. Men spit on him, struck him with rods. Yet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did not fight with them. He did not murmur, nor did he complain. Jesus was then brought before Herod and Pilate. He was mocked with a royal robe, and a crown of thorns was placed upon his head. But still, Jesus patiently submitted himself to his father's will. Jesus was hurried away amidst the jeers and curses of the onlooking crowd to a hill called Calvary, outside the city walls of Jerusalem. He was flung to the ground upon a rough wooden cross. Nails were driven into his hands and feet. The cross was then, Fred, raised to an upright position and dropped into a hole, which caused his flesh to tear. But Jesus, our Lord and Savior, in all of that agony, uttered no cry. You know, at the foot of the cross, there were some soldiers who were unconcerned as they gambled for his clothes. The unbelieving members of the Jewish nation that stood around the cross hurled insults at him. They taunted him with words that had more truth in them than they ever dreamed. They said he saved others. Himself, he cannot save. It was only then that Christ spoke. What did he say? Did he speak words of rebuke against those who had seen his deeds of mercy and deeds of love? Did he speak words of bitter disappointment because men gave hatred and death for his words of life? Come on, let's be honest. If some of us were in Jesus' place, we would have cussed out everybody and everything. Am I right about it? But, somebody say but. Not our Jesus. After all that was done to him, his words were a prayer. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Lord, have mercy. How can we understand this? How can we measure such love behind his words? This morning, let us allow Christ's prayer to speak to our hearts. Jesus began to pray, Father, forgive them. New Providence, do you not know that Jesus could have, from his position on the cross, He could have called down fire and brimstone to destroy wicked humanity as with Sodom and Gomorrah. Jesus could have spoken the word for the earth to open up and swallow those up who were participating in his crucifixion. Jesus could have done that, but instead, he prayed, "Father, forgive them." Well, New Providence, who was Christ praying for? Let me suggest to you this morning that when Jesus said, "Father, forgive them," that Jesus was praying for those who were crucifying him. He was praying for the soldiers who drove the nails in his hands and in his feet. He was praying for the mob who cried out, "Crucify him." He was praying for the chief priests and the other religious leaders who mocked him and said, "He saved others. Himself, he cannot save." Let me suggest he was praying for Judas, who betrayed him, and praying for Peter, who denied him. He was praying for his disciples who had abandoned him. And certainly, somebody say certainly, he was praying for us, for it was our sins that he was being crucified for. Thank you, God. The prophet Isaiah said it like this: he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquity. Well, we found out the prayer Jesus offered and for whom Jesus was praying for. Now let us closely hear what Jesus prayed for. Jesus prayed for our forgiveness. Somebody say, thank God that he prayed for our forgiveness. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes I marvel at how God could forgive our sins. I wonder, Minister Jones, how could Jesus love us that much? Through this prayer of Jesus, the implication is clear. Jesus Christ, when he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," in essence, was praying, Father, forgive them and condemn me. Oh, y'all missed that. Father, forgive them and condemn me. Yes, he who knew no sin on the cross became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God through him. Wait a minute. Let me tell you how the songwriter says it. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why he sacrificed his life, but somebody say, I'm glad, so glad that he did. In Christ's prayer to the Father, a plea was made. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. In this prayer, Jesus shows that he held man responsible for his sin. But what did Jesus mean when he said they know not what they do? Jesus meant that man did not know the enormity of his crime. Man did not know the far-reaching effect of his and her sin. And my brothers and sisters, man still today does not realize the enormity of his and her sin. Adam and Eve did not know in the garden. Samson did not know when he slept with Delilah. And David did not know when he slept with Bathsheba. And today, man still refuses to recognize the consequence of his and her sin. Well, as I conclude this message this morning, there is one question that still needs to be answered. And that question is, did God the Father answer Jesus' prayer? Let me suggest to you that Jesus' prayer to the Father was answered even before Jesus died. Can I give you some proof? remember, Jesus was not the only one being crucified on that day. There were two thieves also being crucified with Jesus. Y'all good Bible readers? Y'all remember that one of the thieves requested for Jesus to remember him when Jesus entered into his kingdom. And y'all remember what Jesus said to this thief? He said, "Today you shall be with me in paradise." Remember, the thief told the other thief, "We are guilty for the crimes we had done." This young man recognized that he had done wrong, that he had sinned against God. But all he said was, "Jesus, remember me." And Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Sounds like forgiveness to me. And because Jesus prayed for forgiveness, not only was this thief saved, but I'm so glad this morning that you and I are saved today because Jesus prayed for our forgiveness. I'm glad that Jesus prayed for me, had me on his mind, took the time to pray for me. And since Jesus prayed for me, I can tell you I am forgiven. And because I am forgiven, I've got a new name over in glory. Do you have a new name? Are you a part of the redeemed crowd? I'm glad that Jesus prayed for me. And because he prayed for me, and because I'm forgiven of all my sins, I'm gonna praise him. Is there anybody here that will join me in praising the name of the Lord? Come magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name. Say yeah, yes, yes. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. I don't know about you, but I'm happy. My soul is happy knowing that Jesus prayed for me. And because he prayed for me, I am saved. You are saved. You are in the process of being sanctified. Hallelujah. And because Jesus prayed that we might be saved, the hymn writer said, some glad morning when this life is over. What's going to happen? Where are you flying to, Reverend? Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye or you may be also.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.